that no, it's not called chulun bazara. A person has the right every day to bring a nashim tov if he wants to. Therefore, it's not called a chulun bazara. Therefore, in this case, Amrinule, we tell the second one, I see Yashim Toli. We tell the second one, bring a Nashim Toli. The Asna, make a tanah like this. Iyachar Rishon Shumin. If the first one really ate the Shumin, who achar Chalif? Then you, the second one, you tak ate the Chalif, and then you should have a Chiv to bring the Yashim Toli. His Levi Kapora, this should be my Kapora. Viloi, on the Tzadda, that the first one ate the Chalif. So what you ate right now is not chaylev or shumin, so really a pata, still the heaven adava, let it be adava. That's why the kitsa, really mikra didn't only the first one is chayev and Hashem told him the second one should be pata. But still, in order not to make it look funny, so according to a blessed shita, there's nanach shala kulu mazara. But any time a person wants to bring the Hashem toli, we let him bring the Hashem toli, we tell the second person, bring the Hashem toli anyway. And this way we'll satisfy the first one. And the second one also, there's no Aveira. So we tell the second one to bring the Sashim Toli on a Tanai. It was really Chaya, very good. And it's not to say not, it should be like in the Dova. Sadhu Gemara says, Tanu Rabban wrote like this. Ochal Sofi Chalif. Somebody ate a piece of a Sofi Chalif. V'noi Deloi. And he knew about it. He knew that he ate a Sofi Chalif. Then a second time. Sofi Chalif V'noi Deloi. He ate a second time a piece that's a Sofi Chalif. And Lady knew about that one also. So Rebbe says, just like if you would know that you ate chaylev for sure. In this case, you'd have to bring two chatois, because since he had a yidi in between his mechalik, you have a chiv to bring two chatois. So Rebbe says, kach maybe yashem tov lekolachas viachas. In this case, they had a yidi in between. He knew that he did a sofer chet. That's mechayvim to bring two Ashim Tolis. That's Rabbi Shita. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon Amrim, they all three say, Ein maybe a Ashim Toli Yechad. No, you only have to bring one Ashim Toli. Shneva the Pasuk says, Ashigagos Esha Shagag. Meaning to say, Afilu Ashigagos Harm, even though you made a lot of mistakes. Ein Echayv Elachas, at the end. Like when you come to bring your korban Hashem Toli now, for as many mistakes that you made, that you ate a Sofek Yisam, even though you had your deeds in between, but you never have to bring more than one Hashem Toli at a time. Like as many as you know right now, you only have to bring one. True, if you did one Chet Nesofek, and you found out about it, and you brought a Hashem Toli, then you did another Chet, Avad, you have to bring another one. But if you didn't bring the korban until you found out you did two or three of them, it's enough to bring one korban Hashem Toli for three Chatoyim. That's this machlokes between Rebbe and his other man, the Yomim. Now, Omer Rav Zeira says, "Can Shana Rebbe here? Rebbe told us this. You said that Yediyos Sofik Mechalkos Lachatoyis. That we have Yediyim in our Sofik. It's also Mechalot to bring different Kabonis Lachatoyis. In other words, the case before was like this: that Rebbe said a person ate a Sofik Chelif V'Neidaloi." Means after he ate it, now he realized that he ate a Sofer Chalif. Then he ate another Sofer Chalif. And he also realized that he did it. And at the end now, he found out that he ate both times were Vadi Chalif. So even though the second Yedi in between was not a Vadi Yedi, you did not find out in between that you ate the first piece was Vadi Chalif. You ate one piece and it was a Sofer to you whether it was Chalif. At the time when you ate it, it was a Shogeg, you forgot altogether. Later you realized that was a Sofer Chalif. Then you went to eat another piece of Chalif, and then later you came out, you ate the second piece B'Shogeg, you didn't know it was also altogether. Then later you find out that both pieces were Vadi Chalif. So Rebbe is saying you had to bring two Chatois. Since even in between it wasn't a Vadi Yedi, it was only a Sofer Yediyah, that's what Rebbe held, that a Sofer Yediyah is also Mechalag L'Chatois. That's what Rebbe Zera says. Rav Amano, Rav says, Ein Yediyah Sofik Mechalkos Techatois. Rav holds no, if in between you only had a Sofik Yediyah, means you did not know for sure you ate the Chalif. Just you realize now that you ate a Sofik Chalif, you will not have to bring two Chatois. And rather, Rav learns like this. Elochi Yitoni, Kishem Shem Hoysalo Yediyah Vadai, Mevi Chatas Akolachas Viachas, in the case that first you ate one piece. The time when you ate it, you didn't know what it was a shogeg. Then later you found out it was Vadi Chalif. So Vadi, you have a chiyuv to bring a chatas. Then it happens again, the same thing, that you also ate another piece, b'shoigig, then later you found that it was a vada chelev. So in the case we had a vada yidi in between, it makes you bring two karbonis. So that's what Rebbe meant to say. Kach, the same thing, m'hoitzalo yidi asofik, maybe yashim tolek lachas v'yachas. If you ate one piece at a sofik chelev sofik shumin, the time when you ate it, it was a shoigig, you didn't realize it, then in between, after you ate it, you realize you ate a sofik issa, that's mechayvi to bring one yashim tolek. Then you ate another piece, b'shoigig, and later you find out it was a sofik issa. So that's all Rebbe meant to say, that you have a chiyuv to bring two korban ashim tolis. But the first case, when you have to bring two chatois, is not where you had a sofik yidi in between, but where you had a vadi yidi. After you ate the first piece, then you realize that piece that you ate was vadi chelev. That's when it's mechal to bring two chatois. But if after you ate the first piece, it was only a sofik, it was yiduah to you, that you ate only a sofik yisa, even though later, after you ate the second piece, then you found out that really both pieces were vadei asam, you would not have a chiyuv to bring two chatois, only one. So that's the machlokes Reb Zeira and Rava. How far does Rabbi mean to say? Omulei Abaye says like this: V'yat lo tizbrut yidi asafik mechalkas chatois. Like Abaye is a kasha back to Rava. How could you say different than Reb Zeira? Do you really mean to say that according to Rabbi, asafik yidi is not mechalk lechatois? Because these second, if you want to tell me that Yediyas ain't Mechalkos Chatois is not Mechalik, if so, the Chatis Achas, maybe you only have to bring just one Chatis. So am I maybe Yoshim Toli Akolachas V'Yachas? So then why in the case we had a Sophic Yedi in between, do you say you have to bring two Yoshim Tolis? Because why should you have to bring two? Because you're just saying me, you're just telling me that you bought it from two Chatois. But that's if you found that lady did a Vada Yissa. But you're being murdered though. Let's say you first ate a Sofik Issa, Pishoigi. Then later you found out it was a Sofik Issa. So you have a Chiv to bring an Ashim Toli. Then the same thing happens over a second time. So you're telling me then you have a Chiv to bring two Ashim Tolis. The question is why? If it were a Sofik Yidi, you would not have to bring two Chatois. Why does a Sofik Yidi make you bring two Ashim Tolis? Why should that be? We learned in our Mishnah before that Klola Shadav, what's the Klola over here? The Kol Shechalukim, the Chatois Chalukim, Yashomis. Any time this Sofik with this Yidi would make you bring two Chatois, then you have to bring two Ashomis. So if a Sofik Yidi is not Mechalik to make two Chatois, why should it be Mechalik to bring two Ashom Tolis? So that's Abayas Kasha to Rova, as if to prove that Reb Zeir is right, that a Sofik Yidi is Mechalik the Chatois. Oh, Malay Rova Bachon Labai, he said, Dr. Bai, no. Ulididoch, according to you, the Yama that you want to say, Yediyah Sofik Mechalkas Lechatois, yes, Yediyah Menasofik, is Mechalak for Korban Chatis. Elamiyat, if so, what's going to be Ocha Kazayah Chelev Lefne Yom Kippurim? Somebody ate a Kazayah of Chelev before Yom Kippur. O Kazayah Chelev Acha Yom Kippurim, another Kazayah of Chelev Yom Kippur. V'yom HaKippur b'mokka Moshem Toli Koyi, and Yom Kippur really patas any chiva that Moshem Toli had, Yom Kippur patas you. It's Moshem says, again, the case was Yedah, Kezayis Chelev Erev Yom Kippur, and then Yedah another Kezayis Chelev after Yom Kippur. And again, as Behelam Achas, you did not realize you did the chet in between. So Achinam here also, you want to tell me, you maybe Shtei Chetves, not to bring two chatois, Chavelo Machas Achrin, the Yedah with one Helam. Whereas if you're going to tell me now that a Sofik Yedi is Mechalik, so Vais Tois Yom Kippur itself has a loch like a Sofik Yediya. Because if you would have had a Chiyav Ashim Tolui, so then Yom Kippur frees you. So Yom Kippur is considered like you have a Sofik Yediya. So here in this case, it should be considered like you had a Sofik Yediya in between, even though really you did not realize it, left Yom Kippur, left you ate both Chatichas. So according to you, should be Chayav two Chatois, and really the thing is, you only Chayav one. Shmur says back, no, Omalei Abaye, Abaye will answer back and says, the man Leimler who told you, Diyoma Kippur Mechaper Adle Misyodale, that Yom Kippur is Mechaper if you did not know about it. Dilma, maybe, who did Misyadale, maybe Yom Kippur is only Mechaper if you know you did the Chet. Maybe if you did not have any idea at all, maybe Yom Kippur is also not Mechaper. See, the case was he ate a Kazayat Chile before Yom Kippur, and he did not realize he did the Chet.
So Yom Kippur is not even called like a Sefer Yediyah. So that's why later when he eats the second piece of Chelubi after Yom Kippur, and now he first realizes, Oyvei, he ate two Kizaisim Chelub, Elamachas, Havad is only Chayiv, one Chatis, it would not be a Kasher according to Bayerida. So Vadi could hold that a Sefer Yediyah would be Mechalik, even for Chayiv Chatis. Just Yom Kippur, that the din is that Yom Kippur is Mechapar and Oshim Tolui, that's only if you know you did the Chet. But if you do not know you did the Chet at all yet, it's not Mechapar. That's what Abai is telling the back. Dilma v'udi misyadilei. Omalei Rav, Rav has said back, to hoida v'lo hoida tenan. And that no, that he answered back and says no, that you have your Kippur even though you do not know you did the Chet. As a Rav turns back to Abaiya. Rashi says, "Hoydev lehoydev tenan." That's a parakamad shvus. The varsh be gemara bein shenoydev le sovik bein shenoydev le sveika kodem kapur mekapur machaper. Al meraf agav le misyad le legamri mechaper slos mechaper. Now the Gemara says, "Ikud yamri something like this. Ikud yamri that omale rovo bachonu labaya. Rovo bachonu said to Abaya." Ma ilu what's going to be according to you, Abaye, you want to say, again, that Sefer Yediyah is Mechalik, is so ma ilu ocho kezayis chelu shachris. Somebody ate the kezayis of chelu shachris b'yom kippurim. On Yom Kippur in the morning, somebody ate the kezayis of chelif. Chura, what do you have to come on to chelif for? You know how to eat on Yom Kippur anyway. So it could be, mach mistam menachil on Yom Kippur, yon echayv if you eat the slides of a kezebis. That's more than a kezayis. But here after you eat the chelif, you be chayv if you eat the kezayis. So a person had a kezayis of chelub in the morning. And then a kezayis chelub by minchub yom kippurim. Then he had another kezayis by minchub tamim yom kippur. His hachinami here also one time with the mechayiv shtei chatois, mechayiv shtei chatois. As if to say that the day of Yom Kippur, like every minute of the day, is like a sofa yediyah to mechalik, so you have to bring two chatois, it's not mestavra. So Mor says back, Omalei Abaye, Abaye says back, Oman lemlon, who told you the Yom Kippurin, Kol Shosa Mechapa, who told you every minute, like every hour of Yom Kippur's Mechapa, Dilma maybe Kulu Yom Meurta. Maybe the whole day by night time it's Mechapa, the end of Yom Kippur. Says since he ate one Kezayis in the morning and one Kezayis by Mincha time, and he did not have Yedi in between, Pshit is only Chayiv one Kor Mechatis. Here even Abaye would agree. Because that's Abaye's lashon to say that Dilma Kulu Yom, maybe the whole day is Mechapa. In other words, a chet you did in the middle of the day of Yom Kippur, you have no kapara for. So, Mulei Rabba Babachona Tirdo, Tara de Rashi's Lashon like a shait, like you made a mistake, it's a fool, you're not saying right. Tani, we learned. Hare Shabol Yodi Sofak Aver of Yom Kippur, someone did a Sofak Aver on Yom Kippur. Ah, Filu Yim Hashaykh, even if the chet you first did mamish by the end of Yom Kippur, right before Shkiyam, still Porto. Yavi Kapor from Yom Kippur. Why? Shekola Yom Mechapas. You see, not like Abaye. Not that you need a chet before the day, but a chet during the day of Yom Kippur is not Mechapar. Here it's Mashmah. No, even a chet you did during the day of Yom Kippur, also it's Mechapar. So therefore, Abaye's teretz is not a good teretz by Kopon as the Machlekes. If a Sofik Yediyah is Mechalik or not. Mosiv Ravidi Baravin. It says like this. Ochal v'shosa delamacha. Somebody ate and drank with one forgetting on Yom Kippur. Ein echayv el achatas achas. Only chayv one chatas. Rashi dishtiyah bechlal achilas bechlal, the same thing. For bein achilu lishtiyah iyev should lo have a shoyis b'yoyim tim misyadalei. In between, mistam, he realized that it was Yom Kippur and he had time to feel that did a chet. Rashi the misyadah kolayna. Iko Shir to have Yevshel do there is time in the middle that he could have found out. V'chiv and Dika Shos Yom Kippur Matayim Kedai Yediya Kom La Yehu Shir B'mokim Sofik Yediya B'yashim Toli. That should be considered like he had a Sofik Yediya, even though he really did not have it, but since there was time in the day to have it for Yom Kippur, that should be considered like a Sofik Yediya, like we're saying all time. For the marvel, ben achilu lishti, yev should lehebe shoyis b'yem to misyadale, v'chapale b'yom kippurim, b'mokam mashem toli koi. And if it would have been a sofachet, like only chai b'noshem toli, then Yom Kippur would have been mechaper him. So therefore it's considered like there was a sofach yedi here. Hogatani still it says, ain't a chai b'lachatas achas, you only have to bring one chatas. So the question is why? According to you, Abaye, that you say Sofer Yediyah is a Mechalik, to bring two Chatois, See, since on Yom Kippur itself is like a selfie yediyah, you should have to bring two chatoy. It's not coming. You have to bring one. There is the question. You can tell me, think. That yediyah selfie is mechal deslachatoyis. A selfie yediyah have in between. Even though you did not know, your body did the chet. You already know you did a sofik chet that's not to mechayv you nashim toli. Then later you found out that you did a vadi chet. That's mechayv you to chatois. So here also, mechayv shtei chatois, you should have a chiv to bring two chatois. My army, the more answer is, kiyom a Reb Zeiro. When did Reb Zeiro say this to Rebbe? Reb Zeiro only said this according to Rebbe, that a sofik yedi is mechayv to mechayv you to chatois. Hor Rabbonim, I think this goes according to Rabbonim. Rabbonim Shita is no, that a sofik yedi is not mechalik. So Mar says, I have all the safe. Rebbe's in the safe. This goes according to Rebbe. The Tanya says like this: Shosa tzir on Mariah's potter. Somebody drank the juice of fish. He's potter. Ha choy mitzchayiv. But if he drank vinegar, then he would be chayiv. The master if he drank choy mitzvinegar on Yom Kippur, then you chayiv. A man who's the go like Rebbe goes according to Rebbe. The Tanya we learned choy mitz ein meshiv es hanefesh. You drink choy mitz. Vinegar on Yom Kippur, not chayiv, is not cold, doesn't return your nefesh. Rebbe, not, it's not like refreshing. Rebbe says no. Rebbe Yomer, Omer ani, I say, chaymitz meshev as a nefesh. If you drink vinegar, it is refreshing, you would be chayiv. If so, neither safe for Rebbe, since the race safe goes according to Rebbe, the Choration Ami Rebbe, the ratio goes according to Rebbe. Smell says, no, Ami Authority is safe for Rebbe, and ratio is the Rabbonin, Smell is not a cash, the ratio goes according to Rabbonin. Eisvei Rav, Rebbe has a question like this. It says, Ochal Hayoim, Ochal Amochor, somebody ate today from Hegdish, and then he ate more tomorrow. Lochav Behegdish, Yechayv, if you nene, a shava prut is worth. So today he was nene chatzi pruta, and tomorrow chatzi pruta. Or else, nene hayoim, or else he ate a little bit today, he ate tomorrow, else nene hayoim, nene lamocha. Ochel hayoim, nene lamocha. He ate a little bit today, and had anor from hegdish tomorrow. Nene hayoim, ochel lamocha. Vafilu mikan viyat shalosh shanim, even if it takes from now, viyat to 3 years. Minayin shem, so how you know to say it's all mitzvah to be mechayiv you from Issa Milom, if you had hanor from hegdish, Minayim Shem Star from Zem Zer Tam Lev, the Pesach says Tim Momo Riboy then over Nisamil, as long as you have Hanor from Hegdish worth a Shavu Prutom, even though it's Mitzarif made up from a long time, still Yechayiv. The more about my why for Kippur Liam Kippurim, when Yom Kippur passes by, so before you had this Shia Lechura, Yom Kippur is Mechapra on you. So why is it Mitzarif after two? Why isn't Yom Kippur Mafsig? Like Rashi says again, the Yediyah Sofik Mechalkos, whatever Yom Kippur, Yediyah Sofik. Yom Kippur is like Yediyah Sofik, with my wife to Mitzarif. So for instance, I'm going to tell you, Ki Mechapur Yom Kippur Al Yisur, when is Yom Kippur Mechapur on Yisurim? I'm a money lay Mechapur, but I'm a monat, like here this Yisur of Hegdish, of Nenem and Hegdish, like a Gezel de Kalachim. So that Yom Kippur is not Mechapur. This is still have to have a separate Kapara besides Yom Kippur. The voice them, another thing I will answer you is, Ki Mechapur Yom Kippur, when is Yom Kippur Mechapur Al Kudish Yuri? If you did the whole Shir before Yom Kippur, you have a whole Chet, and then Yom Kippur is Mechapur. But the Apag of the Shir Le Mechapur, if you only did a half of a Shir, like here, you only a little bit before Yom Kippur, then Yom Kippur is not Mechapur. The Chen, the same thing more says, Amar Rosh Lakish also says, that Kan Shana Rebbe, Rosh Lakish also holds, like Abaye holds before, that Kan, again, the Chen Amar Rosh Lakish, that Kan Shana Rebbe, Rebbe Yosu, Rebbe taught us here to tell us, that Yediyah Sofik Mechalkas Tachatoyis, yes. If you have a Sofik Yediyah in between two Chatoyim, it's Mechal to Mechayiv you two Chatoyis. Like we said before, if you ate a Chalev, and you forgot, Bishas you ate your Rishoygig, then later you had a Sofik Yediyah. Then you ate another Kazayas of Chalev, and then you found out that both of them were Chalev. So according to Rosh Lakish, you chayiv two Chatoyis. If you have a number, no, any Yediyah Sofik Mechalkas, Yediyah Sofik is not Mechalik for Chatoyis. El Rad Hakitan, this is what Rabbi meant to say. That Kishem Shem Hoysalo Yediyah Vadai. Maybe I'll call Achas Viachas. If you would have had a Vada Yediyah, that would be Mechayiv to bring to Chatoyis. Kachem Hoysalo Yediyah Sofik. You have a Yediyah Sofik also. Maybe Yoshem Toli, I'll call Achas Viachas. Mezvishlem, Rabbi Yechanon, Hainu deko Toli Liyoshem Mechatis. According to Rabbi Yechanon, it's good what we told you in Oshem in the Chiyiv Chatis. Rashi says, That means to say the kishen shemoyis yediyah v'adoyis bentayim moyis mechavdus lachatoyis. The chesed apostle says, "Hey, the love chatosoi, kach yediyah sofik is also mechavdus lashomis, or maybe yoshem tola kolachas biyachas." That's good according to Rabbi Yechanan. That a sofik yediyah is not mechalek. Only Yavada Yedi is Mechalak. Therefore, the Mishnah is totally Oshim and Adin of Achatas. But the question is, Elul, Rosh Lakh, according to Rosh Lakh, is the more you ask the question, Chatas bi Yoshim mi Boilei. Rashi says, Elul, Rosh Lakh, is Chatas bi Yoshim mi Boilei. Lemisli, Kshem shi Yedi is Sofik Mechalkos li Hashomas, Kach Mechalkos lechatois. And the Chiddush then is, that a Sofik Yedi is Mechalak for Achatas. So it is said just like a Sofik Yedi is Mechalak to Mechayiv you to Oshem Tolis, the same thing, a Sofik Yedi is Mechalak you to bring to Chatois. In the case you let you fell out, you dug your Vara Didachet. Versus Kasha and Echlam, the Koran's Rosh Lakish is a little bit Kasha. But Kopo Nasa Machlokish, Rebbe Yochanan Rosh Lakish, is a Sofik Yedi is Mechalak with Chatois or not. Now the Gemara says, for Rami to Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Stephen, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, and also for Rami to Rosh Lakish, Rabbi Rosh Lakish. The Tanya would learn like this. Shnei Shevilim, let's say there were two roads, Echot Tomei V'Echot Torah, one road was Tomei, one road was Torah. V'olach Perishin, the person went down through the first road, V'lo Nichnas, he didn't go to the Beis HaMikdash. Then B'Shen, he went down the second road, B'Nichnas, the same person. So Kitzi went down these two roads, and now for sure he's Tomei. Then he goes into the Beis HaMikdash Chayiv, for sure he's Chayiv to bring a Noshem, a Korban El B'Yerid, L'Maisi Yivad Edidachet. What's going to be Holach Parishin? He went down the first road. Again, there were two roads here. One had a mace buried there, and one did not have. So the person went down the first road, B'Nichnas. He went to the Beis HaMikdash. So at that time, it's not Vadi Didachet. Maybe he wasn't Tomei. But what happened was, he was Matari himself, Menasopik, he was Matari himself. Then, V'Hizah, V'Shona, V'Tovol, he made Azor twice, he went to the Mikvah. So Bekitzi became Tor Menasopik. Then, after became Tor, B'Holach B'Shen, now the person walks down the second road. V'Nichnas, now he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. So Locher is Chayiv, he's like a Chayiv Korban. But Rabbi Shimon put, Rabbi Shimon holds your Potter. Alright, we'll stop here, continue on the next tape.
Holding that few tests on Aleph, in the middle of the Shalos Machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rosh Lakish, where the Yediyah Sofik is Mechalak to make you bring two Chatois. The case was where you ate a piece of Kazayat Chelev Fishagi, and then after that you had a Sofik. Yediyah means you know you ate it, but you have a Sofik whether it was also or not. Then later you ate another piece of Chelev, and then later you found out that really what you ate both times was a Vada Chelev. So Shalom is a Yechayiv two Chatois or not. So we say the fact you had a Yediyah in between, usually your Yediyah is Mechalik to make a two separate Maisim. But here the Yediyah in between was not that you ate Vada Chelev, it was only that it was a Sofik Chelev. So B'Yechon it says it's not Mechalik, it's called one Maisa Aveira. But Shalom says yes, it is Mechalik. So last Shalom was we had that we asked the question, now it said that we asked a Stira on Rosh Lakish and Rosh Lakish. The time because less luck it was in the case we had two roads, and one road was Tomei, one road was Tor. So the person went down both roads, and then he went to the Beis Migdish, sees Vade Tomei, Chayav Korban, Olav Yerid. What's going to be, he went down the first road, and then he went to the Beis Migdish. So at that time, the Gorot is Sofik. Then he was became Tor, Minas Sofik. He went to the Mikvi, had Azor, Sheni, Shlishi, Rishvi. And then he went down the second road, and then he went to the Beis HaMikdash. So says Chayiv. Says he what? He's Chayiv to bring a Korban. He's Chayiv to bring a Korban. Olav Yerid. Because again, the Manashoch, he did the Chet. He went down the first road, and he went into the Beis HaMikdash. Then he went down the second road. So Manashoch, after going down one of these two roads, he was Vade Tomei, and he went to the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, he's Chayiv a Korban. However, now, top of